5 minutes, we're going to take you through music as you like it, sweet and harsh and otherwise. Music from all over the world, and a thought for the day. Sometimes even two thoughts for the day. First, let's have the fighting news for the fighting men.
Although the bulk of the fighting on the Western Front is still in the area between Dives and Seven Rivers, the center of gravity of the Allied offensive at present is more massed than before in the mobile wing of the American Army, operating between Normandy and Loire. The 1st Canadian Army has been trying to accomplish a breakthrough between Orne and Dives. The Allied pressure in Normandy was brought to bear partly with the intention of tying down the bulk of the German counter thrust in the area south of Seine Bay. The 3rd United States Army pushed forward its motorized spearhead, with strong air force support from middle of the south eastward in order to cut off the German communication. The American units from Nantes and Angers appeared to be moving forward towards the Loire. In Brittany, the Allies redoubled its efforts to take the fortified coastal places. Fierce fighting is going on for Lorient and Offbres. In Saint-Malo, the German garrison is continuing to offer heroic resistance. There was no noticeable change in the battle line between the Saloon River and the area south of Vire. The battle continues north and northeast of Falaise. Here, Canadian attacks were met by German troops with stubborn resistance. In Italy, no major operations took place on Saturday. And the eastern front of several Soviet attacks between Kursk and the Big Vistula Bend were warded off and numerous Soviet tanks destroyed. The Luftwaffe carried out several successful raids on Soviet tank columns west of Baranov. Northwest of Bialystok, further breakthrough attempts by more than Soviet divisions were checked in a grim battle, as were all Soviet thrusts in Latvia. Southwest of Lake Plesetsk, on the other hand, the Soviets succeeded in enlarging their penetrations. On the Indo-Burma front, the Japanese forces inflicted tremendous blows on the enemy troops of over 30,000 in battles around Mitikina. Within a period of 5 months up to the end of July, the enemy suffered the loss of more than 15,000 men, including those killed, wounded, and taken prisoner. In the Pacific, our garrison on Chichijima Island in the Ogasawara Group reposed on Saturday an enemy formation of 16 four-engine bombers, which came to raid the island. At dawn the same day, 16 enemy fighters attempted to raid Wurpee Island in the Marshall, but were beaten back by our interceptors.
This is, you have just heard the fighting news of the fighting men. This is the 0 hour calling in the Pacific.
Heard about the trouble we had, boss?
What trouble?
You remember Frank Watanabe?
Yeah, we had him Saturday.
Well, he was on again last night.
How come?
He busted right in on the news.
You're not allowed.
That's against the rules.
Well, that went out anyway.
Hey, Gus, sit up over there. In the meantime, we bring you Anne and her playmate, the orphan.
Thank you.
resistance is low. You say that you love me truly, but then you proceed to act so unruly. I ought to say no, I need to let you know. Oh, but my resistance is so low. I used to dream of a true love, of rapture so sweet and so divine. Oh, but you brought me a kind of new love, and it's taken full possession of my mind. I like to go to dances, I remember what you. But you just want to park the car and lift your little roof. I ought to say no, make you let me go. Oh, but my resistance is so low.
Come out and play with me. shall adore. And we'll be jolly friends forevermore.
Now she couldn't come out and play.
It's such a sunny day. With tearful eyes, she pleases I am. I could hear her say, I'm sorry, Pony. I cannot play with you. My darling, have the flu. Ain't got no ring bell, ain't got no cell of door, but we'll be jolly friends just forevermore.
My little playmate, come over, play with me, and bring your doll with me to the pineapple tree. Look down my wing bell, tie down my shoe with you.
With her request of the evening. Oh, come on, don't hold back, Betty. What is it you want to hear? Don't be bashful.
Can you oblige with My Heart Belongs to Daddy? Bee Wayne doing the vocal, of course.
Well, no sooner said than done.
But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night, to dine on my fine feminine heavy. I just adore his asking for more. But my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
I thought the party was behind. I spent the evening forgetting the time. I can't deny. Oh, now goodbye. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
The trip by taxi wasn't far. We'd linger longer if I had a car. No use to cry. And now goodbye. There's one advantage to all leaving. It brings about a special kiss. I hope that momentarily parting, just a second, then we're starting. Oh, goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
It's just a moment we're apart. We'll make it certain I'll leave you my heart. But for now, it's just goodbye now.
American huddle. To a reporter who asked the president about an Anglo-American meeting, Roosevelt replied that Churchill is not in Honolulu, nor as he expected in Waikiki. A Churchill conference, he said, is a question for future determination. Roosevelt said he will report to the nation on his Pacific trip, his first war journey. He said he has no time for political campaign in the usual sense, but said that he would report to the people from time to time. Roosevelt ordered the seizure of Midwest truck companies involved in an 8-day strike, and that they will be operated by the Office of Defense Transportation until the dispute is settled. The War Labor Board, which failed itself powerless to solve the controversy in which 108 companies refused to pay a directed 7 cents an hour wage increase, one whole day was spent on the fire that licked the Hudson River Pier at New Jersey. Firemen still battled the flaming wave Saturday night. Police and officials of the fire department now announced that the damage exceeded millions of dollars. The dockmen suffered minor injuries while battling the fire. The police department reports that the fire started from one of the drums when one of the drums of the oils which were being loaded caught fire. Uh-oh, Army practice bombers dropped something on the ground in Florida when the mechanical releasing device suddenly went haywire. The planes on practice bombing mission dropped several bombs which fell behind the target. And what do you think happened? 4 civilians were killed and 5 others injured. Well, what can you expect in this day and age? The Australian war brides have arrived in San Francisco, forming the largest contingent of Australian wives of American servicemen. There were 296 wives carrying 72 babies. Australian sources have announced that there's plenty more, a larger number than there were in 1942. Already some 200 babies of these brides have traveled to the United States. Another batch of 134 brides are awaiting transportation, and 200 others have applied for permits to enter the United States.
I have just heard the news highlights for tonight. This is the 0 hour calling in the Pacific. We've had it sweet, and now...
Hey, boss, what are we going to do about Watanabe?
Have I received any protest from the International Red Cross?
That's just what I'm worried about.
Better be careful. careful next time he's around.
Sing like one of those little meadowlark things. Are you ready?